listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
Honduran organizations opposing Porfirio Lobo's coup regime are mobilizing. On Sunday, the main trade unions of the country and the National Front of Popular Resistance called on a national strike for November the 11th, demanding higher salaries and protesting against labor laws promoted by Parliament. Also this week, teachers will strike and thousands of workers will take to the streets in the main cities of a country hit by the ousting of legitimate President Manuel Zelaya on June 28, 2009. In a press conference carried out last weekend, the main leaders of the Honduran trade union movement questioned the initiative of Lobo's administration and his attempts to divide popular organizations. Even though weeks and months pass by, the resistance continues demanding the unconditional return of Zelaya to office, and they reject any invitation to false dialogue from the de facto regime. A few days ago, Zelaya accused the US embassy for their operations against the organized working class and asked to strengthen the efforts in support to teachers, workers, peasants, and indigenous people. José Leonidas Martínez, General Secretary of the Morazánico Socialist Party, was interviewed by the show SOS Señal de Radio of Argentinian community radio Radio Futura. He talked about the strategies of the front to consolidate a constituent assembly. Also, according to Spanish website Más Voces, the Honduran leader didn't rule out the possibility of establishing a parallel government, although he recognized that in this case, the coup regime would continue murdering and persecuting the members of the resistance.
You're listening to Real World News.